Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
To him, speak them out loud every single day. Pick a scripture, pick a passage, and begin to quote them. Quote them, speak the word. This is a tool, this is a weapon, the sword of the spirit. Place the helmet of salvation upon your mind, so when you begin to go under mind attacks, when you begin to, the devil begin to speak to you about your leadership coming against you, and all of this foolery, this elementary stuff, this baby stuff that you should have got past years ago, but the enemy wants to corrupt your mind and beat your mind up and beat your mind down to get you to a place of isolation. I told you before, scientists say that being isolated too long, it causes brain damage. The enemy wants to put you under brain damage. And because you don't have the helmet of salvation on, you don't have your mind covered in his word, your mind covered in the spirit, the enemy begins to talk to you and create thoughts, wicked imaginations that exalt itself above the living word of God. You need that helmet on to protect your mind. You need it on to protect your mind. These are tools, weapons of the kingdom, the sword of the spirit, the helmet of salvation. Water your mind with his word. You got the shield of faith. Faith being the shield that blocks the fiery dart of the enemy to come and attack your heart and attack you with his arrows. When you have faith, you have a shield, a blockage. You can withstand anything. Nothing can knock your faith down. Nothing can snatch you away from the word, because you have faith that's connected to Jesus, connected to his spirit. Do you hear what I'm saying, saints? These are the weapons. These are the tools. These are the tools of the kingdom that you use against the enemy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then you got your feet shodded in the gospel of peace. You're unmovable. And then you got the back covering. Hallelujah. The back covering is the spirit of God covering you. When you get so enriched in worship, his spirit covers all sides, including your backside.
Amen.
Your feet is unmovable, shodded in the gospel of peace.
Amen.
Glory be to God. You have your loins girded in truth, meaning that you may study other things, you may read other books, but you don't deter from the word, the biblical truths of God. The Bible says that the apostles was telling the people, they were saying that, if you hear any other gospel besides the one that you've been taught, turn from that. Run from that.
Amen.
You stand to the truth. Stuck to the truth. The truth is like a piece of tape or like a piece of duct tape wrapped around your wrist. It's hard to get free from that. You are in bondage to his truth. Your loins are girded in truth. These are weapons. These are weapons that he died and released for you. He died, and his resurrection power releases these tools, these weapons, so that we may be what? Overcomers.
Overcomers.
The Bible talks in Revelation, it says we are overcomers. Glory be to God. We are overcomers. We are overcomers by the word of our testimony. We are overcomers. Here, Rushanda Kiando. And then to take it a step further, fasting and prayer. The Bible tells us that certain things only come out by fasting and prayer. Certain things only come out by fasting and prayer. Sometimes you're going to have to push back that plate. You're going to have to fast so that you can tap into a deeper power. That deeper power is the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that fasting breaks the yokes and the bonds. It sets the captives free. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
It sets the captives free. Some of y'all ain't fasted in I don't know how long. God is saying, fast and pray to release his resurrection power over your life. He died so that you could be able to fast. He died so that you could be able to worship. He died so that you could be able to live in liberty. He took all of that. Bible says that what? His yoke is light. His yoke is easy. It's so easy, but a lot of us don't know how to get yoked up with Christ. We so yoked up with everything else. Yoked up with the world. Yoked up with our own desires. Yoked up with our flesh. Yoked up with that man that we shacking up with. Yoked up with all of these unbelievers. But we not yoked up with Christ. And that's why we have a hard time. That's why we in bondage. That's why we can't get set free. That's why we need deliverance. You're not yoked up with the easy yoke. His yoke is easy. His yoke is light. He died for this. But you're not yoked up with it. Glory be to God. Remember, Satan is death and Jesus is life. I was just talking a little while ago doing a teaching on witchcraft, spells, potions, Luciferian Satanists, witch doctors, warlocks, and so forth. And I was telling people, because a lot of saints, they are afraid of witches and warlocks, and they be like, pray for me, a witch at my job, and a warlock over here. I'll be like, why are you so afraid of witches and warlocks? Don't you know that you are a believer? You have big angels protecting you, even your guardian angels protecting you. The blood of Jesus covers you. Why are you so afraid of these people? Jesus Christ died so that you wouldn't have the spirit of fear. The opposite of faith is fear. The opposite of fear is faith. He died so that you won't have fear. Why are you scared of a witch or a warlock? Don't you know, I know a person who was an ex-witch or ex-high priest Satanist, and he said every time he would try to go and attack Christians, real Christians, believers, every time he would try to go attack them, his demons would turn back on him and scold him and tell him, why are you sending us over here? Don't you know we can't touch them? Don't you know we can't touch them? They're protected. He died for that. He died so that we can have spiritual protection. His blood was shed. The bloodline creates a barrier. It's a barrier. It's like a gulf. Like you heard about the rich man who went to hell. And between him and the other side, between him and Abraham, was a big gulf between them. That's the same thing with the blood. There's a huge gulf. A gulf. It creates a gulf. We cannot be touched. The only way we can be touched is by a few ways. Number one, by fear. Fear opens up a doorway for the enemy to come in and legally touch us, legally harass us, legally oppress us. Fear, which is the opposite of faith. Number two, by having a lot of sin, unrepentant sin in our life. It's one thing to make mistakes. It's one thing to sin, but if you do it repeatedly, the Bible says if those who willfully sin in Hebrews, those who willfully sin, it says in Hebrews, those who willfully sin, there remains no more sacrifice. It says no more sacrifice, no more blood. You're open. You give the enemy legal permission to terrorize your life. So with that being said, when you are in deep-rooted sin, that's the way he can legally come in and attack you. That's the way a witch, a warlock, a witch doctor, a Satanist, or whoever that's in the empire of the kingdom of darkness can come in and attack you. So it is by way of fear, it is by way of sin, and also it's by invitation. When we invite them in, some of us, some of us be inviting people in and these witches and warlocks into our lives, and we don't even be knowing it.
Amen.
By invitation. Other than that, they can't touch you. You're covered under the blood. He died for that. He rose for that. He was nailed to the cross for that. He was nailed to that rugged tree for that, to take away fear and to have a blood protection, a blood covering from these evil workers, these enemies of the cross. Glory be to God. So stop fearing that mess. Stop saying that. Stop saying that. I'm scared of a witch. I'm scared of a warlock. I'm scared of witch doctors and all of that. Do they have more power than Jesus? Does Satan have more power than Jesus? No, he died for that. So that we can have power through him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God is life, you guys. God is life. God died and he rose, according to scripture, on that third day so that we may have power in him.
Thank you, God.
Fear must leave you. Invitation of the kingdom of darkness workers must leave you. Sin must leave your life. I want you to know, Jesus wants you to know, God the Father wants you to know. In John 3:16, he gave only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe will have everlasting life. Jesus died. He became death. But when he rose, he became life for all of us. I want you to know this day that you have liberty in Christ. I want you to know this day you have freedom to worship him in spirit and in truth. I want you to know this day that he loves you. Glory be to God. Some of you all have backslidden in your heart. You've gotten away from the things of Christ. You have a spirit of offense and a spirit of bitterness. You need to let that go. Repent and give it unto him. You've been hurt by people. People hurt. You need to let that go. It's built up a bitterness I see in the realms of the spirit inside of your body. And it's causing sickness and illness. It's created a spirit that's even falling on your children. You're allowing bitterness to take you over. And the more angry you get, the more bitter you get, the more of a fight you're going to have. I don't care how long you fast or pray. Unless you repent and release that stuff, it won't leave your life. He's giving you an opportunity right now to release it. I don't know who this is for, but he's giving someone an opportunity right now to release it, to let it all go. He died. He was nailed on the cross for you. He rose up on that third and faithful day for you. Do you believe it, saints? Do you believe it?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of all, I ask for forgiveness for all of my sins. Lord God,
Father,
I know I have not been faithful. I know I have not been faithful to you. Lord God, I repent and confess for being a wretch. Lord God, I want you to create in me a clean spirit and a new heart. Lord God, take away bitterness. Take away fear. Take away sadness. Take away depression. And give me life. Because you died on the cross and gave me your life. Lord God, I rededicate myself unto you this day in the name of Jesus. I ask that you throw all of my sins into the sea of forgiveness. I'm packing up my bags, devil, and I'm running to the hills, which cometh my help. Say that one last part. I'm packing up my bags, devil, and
I'm running
to the hills, which cometh, my help. In Jesus' name. If you said that, you repented, you confessed, and you truly meant it in your heart, the Lord Jesus is here and ready for you.
Hallelujah.
Even on this day. He accepts you back just like that. Just like that.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. Be encouraged in the Lord, saints, and know, as 1 Corinthians 15:4 states, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to scriptures, according to the holy scriptures, for your sake, for the kingdom's sake. I love you guys so much. Father, thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful message, this powerful message of your death, your burial, and your resurrection. Thank you for touching everyone under the sound of my voice, the sound of my breath. Continue to move in your people's life, Lord God. Continue, Lord, to take away the hurt, the pain, the rejection. And continue, Lord God, to move in their life like never before. Let the harvest take place in their life. Rain in abundance on their life. Rain down, Lord, like never before. You do it, Jehovah. You do it, Holy Spirit. You do it,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord God. Thank we touch and agree right now for the harvest of souls, for the harvest of deliverance, for the harvest of your people to just come in. We speak the rain to pour out like never before. We speak, Lord God, in the name of Yahshua the Messiah, breakthroughs, miracles, signs, and wonders from on
high. Hallelujah. Thank you.
In Jesus' wonder-working name. Glory be to God. There's angels all through here. There's angels all through here. Whatever you need, just begin to praise him. Whatever you need, just begin to say, Lord, I love you. I praise you. I thank you. Whatever you need, grab it now. Whatever you need, it's right here in the spirit. Whatever you need is here for you to take. Hikobusha. Everything that the devil stole, take it back. Plus, he's giving you new things. Take it back. He's giving you new things. Hikoshanda ba ba ba. Whatever you need, saints, it's here in the realms of the spirit. Somebody's back is being healed. Somebody's being healed of chronic headaches and head pain. Somebody's feet is getting healed right now. Glory be to God. Stomach issues is getting healed. Somebody's kids have been sick. They're getting healed right now.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's having elbow pain. You get healed. Irritable bowel syndrome. Your bowels have been irritated. They're being healed right now. Somebody is going to receive a check of $5,000. I see another check
Lord.
Being released of $25,000. The glory.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Somebody
thank
has been
thank
depressed.
You. Thank
the
you,
joy
Lord.
Of the Lord falls on you now, woman of God.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
thank
glory.
Yes, Lord.
Fire! Touch Jesus
yes,
now.
Lord.
Glory be to God. Miracles are taking place. Backslidden. You fell away from your duties. You fell away. You backslidden. You fell away. You got disconnected from your leadership. God is saying he forgives you. The joy of the Lord is being restored on today. For he died.
Yes, God.
For this. He was raised up for this. He was nailed to the cross for this. And we give him glory. In Jesus. Wonder working name. Hallelujah! Glory be to God. I love you, son.
Hallelujah.
The Black Nostradamus. The boss.
Yes, God.
The general. I do everything for Jesus. We're moving into a new season, saints. And then I'm done. The Lord said he died for this. He's moving us into a new season. KCI is moving into a new season of restoration and abundance, I heard. He's about to begin to do tangible miracles, even over the next 21 days, for many of you all.
Hallelujah.
Get ready
thank
and get
you,
prepared
Jesus.
For the supernatural.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. I love you. Hallelujah. I love you. Hallelujah. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ. He defeated death. For us, we're moving into a new season. Get ready, saints. God bless.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.